This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Well, that was then, and here we are today. How much has changed? Are we still on track? See, this is the challenge that I have, and it's only a minor challenge, I got to tell you, because, you know, when I have a conversation with somebody who is ideologically fixed on the other side, and of course, that's Bill Clinton, in case you didn't recognize the voice, okay? And I think that was the State of the Union, speech that he presented, an extract from it, during his administration. But, you know, when I have a conversation with hard and fast, let's just say Democrats, even progressives, you know, I think for the most part, we end up agreeing on the particulars. It is the process sometimes that, you know, gets to be cumbersome. But I said, look, if we're heading in the right direction and the goal is the same, we can work out the particulars. But the only way we can work those out is by having the conversation and being honest about it, being genuine, and really wanting to resolve it. If we don't, and this is part of the problem that we've had in, you know, in Congress, is that some people just flat out don't want to cooperate. They really, they're so fixed on getting the credit and not helping we the people that we have this contention, and this is what we have right now. You know, and then you add to the proposition one Donald Trump who's not letting any moss grow under his feet. He is an activated administration. Activated POTUS is what he is. I mean, between the executive orders and the other things that he's doing, and certainly, you know, he has demonstrated his concern for jobs. At every turn, he's meeting with somebody. Even today, he's meeting, you know, with auto dealers. And what are they talking? They're talking jobs. They're talking the economy. They're talking about what will work for them so they can hire more people. What can the government do to help them? What a novel concept. This is why, you know, some of these walls are being knocked down, because he's making sense to them. He's reasoning with them. He's not saying, hey, look at, you know, elections have their consequences and you have to do it my way, whether you like it or not. That's not what they're hearing. For the first time, I think, in a long time, they're hearing a president of the United States saying, hey, how can I help you help us? What do you need in order to have more jobs? Okay? Now, the number one job of the president is national security, lest you forget. Okay? And we have been ignorant of it, I guess, and we've been missing in action. And I say we. You know, it all comes down to we the people, all right? I mean, you can blame President Obama or, you know, whoever that you want to blame, because that's what is in your mindset. But the fact of the matter is when you're busy blaming, you're forgetting that as we the people, which this government is for, you know, you're abdicating your responsibility. It's our responsibility. We have the government that we have today because that's who we voted in. Well, the conversation will continue. Dr. Ann Pierce coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're looking at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, it's me, Bill Martinez. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Interesting that today is Appreciate Your Social Security Check Day. You know, and it's not going to far down the road when our kids, who are supporting us in this, you know, modern-day Ponzi scheme, like it or not, are going to say, what's Social Security check? And how can I appreciate something I paid for and I'm not getting? Oh, well, the ironies of life and the ironies of our government. But, hey, these are all opportunities and ideas and things that we can fix, not to mention also, just for chuckles, hell is freezing over day. That was before global warming. You know, so we're still confused. I'm not even sure if it's still freezing over, but we're still celebrating. I guess the climate warriors haven't got on that one. Otherwise, this one would probably be erased. And of course, to go along with it, because if it's freezing over, there's nothing like, hot chocolate. So it's National Hot Chocolate Day. So you can glue all those together and have as much fun as you want. Dr. Ann Pierce, like I said, is with us. Always good to have her insight and balance because, boy, I'll tell you, after last night, Dr. Ann Pierce, we need some balance here.
Oh, it is really something, isn't it?
Yes.
On the one hand, there are valid concerns about this immigration order. We do have this tradition in our country that we are a refuge for the oppressed and we are a beacon of hope. And on the other hand, we have these people coming out and marching en masse, every reason right to do so. But you just want to scream, where were your protests against Obama-year policies that enabled Assad, Putin, Hezbollah, Iran, and gave ISIS so many opportunities by allowing a total vacuum to develop in the Middle East? So,
well,
as far as what you're talking about last night, are you
right?
Talking
about I'm talking exactly about that with what happened subsequently with the Attorney General and Sally Yates. But you bring out a key point here, and that is that you know, we all want to be Monday morning quarterbacks because, Anna, we can be so right on Monday. It's Sunday in the middle of game time, and you got seconds to make a decision. In this particular case, we passed up many Sundays and many opportunities to make choices. That's what you're pointing out here. And again, we follow the Constitution, not Sharia law. The Constitution is the order of the day here in this country, last I checked. And it says we're a government of, for, by, we the people. That means we're responsible. We have the government today, and we have the sum total of the choices that have been made because we've either allowed it to happen, we supported it, and, you know, the idea that you can be casually ignorant about civics and about how your government works or is not working is inexcusable anymore, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, and I just would add to that it would have been great if President Trump himself had relied more on Congress and on the expertise of some of his own very talented appointees before he came out with this executive order. I mean, Kelly and Homeland Security, Mike Pompeo and CIA, the House Homeland Security Committee. We have Armed Services Committees, Foreign Affairs, Foreign Relations Committees in the Senate, and it seems that none of them were really consulted. So you have this kind of circular situation that really didn't need to happen, where Trump comes out with this executive order, and then not only are the American people rattled by it, but people who could potentially have been his allies are rattled by it. Because you have someone like Senator Portman, who's so of Ohio, who's so measured and so moderate, and says, let's calm down, let's not overreact to this order, but who also says, it would have been great if we could have been consulted, because we in Congress had been working on this very issue. We were concerned about the fact that in the case of San Bernardino, someone did slip in with a visa issue. Yes. And so I do think that there is hysteria, and absolutely there's tremendous hypocrisy. But it would have been great if it could have been done in a way where the potential allies were treated like potential allies in this executive order.
No, I agree. You're exactly right on that. The Pompeo deal, I mean, he just got sworn in last night. So is this a little bit of, could this be a little bit of a pushback from Trump saying, hey, look, if you let me have my team, we'd have done a better job, but you've hamstrung me here in not approving and slow walking the approval of my cabinet. Does he have any foothold there?
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, no doubt. It's like anything. When you have an accident, both parties are, you know, I believe they're responsible to whatever degree. And this is why, like in Japan, I mean, it's the no-fault insurance, the way it works there is that if you're in a car accident, both parties are equally responsible is the way they figure it. And in this particular case, you know, Trump doesn't get away clean on this. I mean, and he should know better. And maybe this is one of those memos to self. You know, it's a little bit different ballgame. You're not running the Trump empire. This is the United States of America. And in the Trump empire, he has his constituencies established and built and people he can rely on that understand his heartbeat, and they move along his pace. And he is setting a pace in the beltway that heretofore they're not used to. You know, he is one man of action, and he is this lead, follow, get the heck out of the way kind of guy, you know?
Yeah, and as much talk as there is about how dangerous Trump is, because he, let's face it, he can be rash. He can be impulsive. As I said, he did not rely on Congress, which had already been working intensely on how do we create policy, immigration policy that is both more humane and safer, and will really ensure the security of the American people. Mm-hmm. But having said that, one thing that just is interesting is that Obama himself was continuously signing executive orders. And not only that, he was so often conducting foreign policy itself by way of these executive memos that were quietly put out. So Obama was very quiet about it. But one of the things that I talk about, well, not one of the things, one of the main things I talk about in my book, A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry, is that this foreign policy set us up for this utter and total chaos, atrocities and hostilities escalating all over the world that we are seeing today. And there's this rewriting of history, which is easier to do since so much of it was done behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're good at doing that. They are, you know, it's like, by comparison, they're 10-degree black belts in rewriting history, and the rest of the American people are still beginning to understand what kata means. You know, they're so far behind. But you bring up some valid points here, Dr. Pierce, that, But I think also it may be an opportunity. I mean, it's a learning lesson all the way around here. We got a new president who's learning the way. And I think also Congress is learning a little bit more about this president, that he, when he says he's a man of action, that he doesn't want to be associated with don't do nothing people. So somewhere in between those two, you got this dynamic tension. I think that, hey, if they can figure out a way to work it out, I think we'll all win in the process. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Well, to give a reasoned judgment. And if I'm in a discussion where people have different views, I want to make sure I've got what I need to back up my views.
Well, You have to watch out because people will be asking you to do things you need, just need to say no about. Do you think the Attorney General has a responsibility to say no to the President if he asks for something that's improper? A lot of people have defended the Lynch nomination, for example, by saying, well, he appoints somebody who's going to execute his views. What's wrong with that? But if the views the President wants to execute are unlawful, should the Attorney General or the Deputy Attorney General say no?
Senator, I believe that the Attorney General or the Deputy Attorney General has an obligation to follow the law and the Constitution and to give their independent legal advice to the President.
Well, that was Sally Yates back then during the hearings, and Jeff Sessions, the yet-to-be confirmed Attorney General, asking her some questions, and here we are, fast forward to last night and yesterday, where Sally Yates said, I'm not going to follow the law here. And you know, she found out, as others were reminded very quickly, Dr. Ann Pierce, that you serve at the pleasure of the President, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the problem I have, and I am no legal scholar, so I do not want to be an authority on this, but my understanding is that legal precedent itself for an Attorney General is that you generally support the President, that you can decline to defend orders when you think they're unlawful and when you think they are unreasonable. But the legal scholars that I followed have said that she does not actually say that in her statement against the executive order. She does not make the argument that this order is unlawful or that it is unreasonable. She says it's not wise or just. Mm. And that might be true. To some extent, I agree with that. I'm not a fan of this executive order and the way it was
it rolled
executed.
Out. Yeah, exactly.
But it's not the place of an attorney general to simply say, well, I don't agree with this. This is not just. Mm. And then to sort of stand up and protest against it. This is not the way that legal arrangement works. So,
You turned it into a political issue. And the thing is, we need an attorney general who is following the law. If they're standing and you see it that way and you have an argument, I mean, heaven knows, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch have supported President Obama before on things that some of us scratched our heads over. But they gave you, you know, some legal, perspective on the argument. It wasn't, hey, he's my guy, I'm following his way. You know, at least they tried to pretend. I say pretend. I mean, they were convinced on many occasions. This is the way it was, especially as it related to Obamacare, time and time again. But yet we found out, and this was, to me, I kind of saw this a little bit as kind of Reagan-esque, you know, not to the big measure of a walkout by air traffic controllers, but yet somebody within his purview raising their head up and saying, hey, I'm not going to follow your lead.
Yeah, and it is frustrating to see the hypocrisy on the part of the left. Because on the one hand, I am glad that some Republicans and many Christian groups, many groups from all across the spectrum on both the left and the right, are questioning the executive order. I have some questions about it myself. But you want to ask, where was the left when Barack Obama did so many things that were not only questionable, but really abhorrent from a moral standpoint, from a human rights standpoint?
Right.
Where were they to speak out for the Syrians when Obama, Clinton, and Kerry adopted this policy that basically enabled the Assad regime by way of enabling Assad's enablers, Iran, Russia, Hezbollah? Well, those policies of the Obama years continuously treated dictators and adversaries generously while treating pro-democracy groups and democratic allies ungenerously. And you want to say, where was the left then?
Exactly.
Because now we have the right willing to stand up and say, let's regroup a little regarding this executive order.
Right.
It's, as the word you used is just so apt, politicized. Mm. It's politicized. Yeah. The sudden outrage is politicized.
Well, and when that happens, it really makes for bad policy, and you have, what we have today. And of course, you point this out in A Perilous Path, the misguided foreign policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry, which I highly recommend. I mean, in light of what's going on and what we're dealing with, this will give you some of the genesis. And it's going to be interesting because it didn't take President Obama long. I mean, he's not following the example of George W. Bush. He tried to, even in the transition. He said that was his heart's intent, and probably for the most case, most part he did. At least last time I checked, all the W's are still on the keyboard there, so he didn't remove those. Not that. that's a whole nother story. But anyway, but he made the transit, but he couldn't help himself. I mean, he had to chime in on this situation, to give his perspective. And he warned everybody. He said that he would do this. But if you do not know the history, you're not going to appreciate, if we need to appreciate, the hypocrisy here.
Yeah, I mean, we have to remember that on the Obama administration watch, 500,000 Syrians were murdered by Assad, Russia, and Iran. 10 million were driven from their homes. This administration was utterly and totally indifferent right from the beginning when peaceful pro-democracy protesters came out and were sniper-fired and dragged off for torture immediately by the Assad regime. The Assad regime is one of the most cruel, destabilizing, and devastating, and murderous, and genocidal the world has seen. And yet this administration was indifferent. So the refugee crisis has so much to do with that moral indifference, not just with the strategic indifference, but also the moral indifference. And you saw the same thing in Iraq. Where was the administration when Iranian militias came in and took advantage of the Obama administration's own precipitous withdrawal of our troops from Iraq, which left a vacuum there? Those Iranian militias often treat the people in Iraq as cruelly as ISIS does. But where was the administration to stick up for those oppressed people in Iraq? And you look all over the Middle East, as I said, this administration treated dictators and adversaries generously, and pro-democracy groups, human rights groups, even democratic allies, ungenerously. Mm-hmm. So,
and Christians.
I mean,
and you haven't even touched on Christians yet. How they've been decimated?
Exactly, Christian persecution is at a true high right now. The numbers are just appalling. I don't have them right in front of me, but. Persecution of religious minorities, and especially of Christians, has gone through the roof under Obama's watch.
We knew at one point as much as 10% of the population of Iraq was Christian. Now they're all but gone. The Nineveh province has been all but decimated. At one time, something like 1.3 million Christians. I think it's down to a couple hundred thousand, if that. And then you wonder, you go, well, what happened to these people? Where are they? You know, the hills, the byways, I mean, totally lost and devastated. I mean, to your point here, Dr. Pierce, this is why, the very policies that Barack Obama implemented is why Marco Rubio identified our foreign policy to the point that he said that our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. And this is what Donald Trump is having to deal with right now.
Yes, he has inherited one heck of a mess.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody, get your hands. You want to read Dr. Pierce's book, A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. This will give you a better idea as to the seeds and what Donald Trump is dealing with and what he's going to be dealing with in this administration. Dr. Ann Pierce, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
Put your job behind and be your own boss. Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise.
IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
To Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have around the country or around the world, via shortwave, however you do it. Thank you for joining in on the good fight, coming alongside, and, you know, being with us shoulder to shoulder and back to back, doing what it takes to get this country back on track, because we know if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to us, the elites, and what got us in this mess. But, and that's going to happen if we, the people, check out, which we have. You know, we pay the big price. So here it is. We're starting to wake up, and it's not going to happen overnight. It is a process. It's going to take some time. And there's going to be some disappointments along the way, and there's going to be some frustration. But hey, look at, you know, it's what I call the grief to happiness ratio here. Grief being what it is that we're experiencing right now, happiness is what could be. And I think we have enough empirical evidence to say, hey, look at, you know, the preference is defined here by the experience we've gone through. We don't like this stuff, okay? We want to get this refugee situation squared away and immigration squared away. We want to get our budget squared away, $20 trillion in debt, our health care system. I mean, there's some obvious problems here. But in order to resolve these issues, then we need cooperation, Chuck Schumer, okay? I mean, I understand you're upset and you want to, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about his tears. Maybe they were genuine. I hope they were, but they seem so affected. Just my humble opinion, and you know, if you were sincere, God bless you. And you really felt the pain of some people here wondering, you know, what's going on with the United States as the leader of the free world. How did we get where we are? Well, we got where we are because it's the sum total of the messes that we've created over the years and the things that we've chosen to ignore. And so now we're saying, thank goodness for a president that's calling the question on this, saying, hey, look, we're not going to dance around this stuff anymore. We're going to deal with it. And sometimes in dealing with it, it becomes problematic and, you know, things don't work out exactly the way you want, but at least he's picking up the ball and moving it forward, and we're going to work this out. Because we're a smart country. We got smart people around here, and we'll figure it out. We've always been very compassionate, and we will always side, I believe this, because it's in our DNA. We are a grateful nation, and we will side on the side of compassion. I mean, to the point, look what we've done already, and it has cost us the lives of Americans, because that's our heart. Okay, and we'll do that. Samantha Mills is with us, the Good News Girl, who every week she scours high, low. Is there any height or any low that you don't go to scour to find these great viral videos for us?
No, I look all over the place. And actually, Scott here gave me a great video this week.
Oh, Scott's butting in too, huh? He's getting involved in the act. Oh,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, good. That's excellent. So she's got some great stories to share with us, and the first one is how a waitress was stunned by a Trump supporter's tip. What happened here?
Okay, so I love this story. Rosalind Harris, who works up at Busboys and Poets in Washington, D.C., had actually attended the Women's March the day before she waited on these gentlemen. It was a group of three gentlemen, Jason White, a couple of his friends from South Texas. And they were Trump supporters. One of them was actually wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Uh-huh. Now, the thing about Busboys and Poets is like a very politically active kind of restaurant. You know, they have they're surrounded by different artwork depicting black leaders and fellow customers with Women's March pins everywhere. So mm-hmm. for a minute, you know, Jason told his friend, you might want to take your hat off. Like, you know, we're getting
So they sling hash there is what you're telling me, huh?
Whenever Rosalind came over to the table, she kind of, you know, she got rid of that worry with them, and she was just very friendly and sweet, and she didn't treat them any differently for being mm-hmm. Trump supporters. You know, there's been so much hate going around lately, and that's what makes this story so great. So she came up and she smiled and she gave them recommendations and told them that, you know, she could tell they were from the South, and it was just a really sweet exchange. And they ended up leaving her $450 tip in honor of the 45th president.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
And they gave her a really sweet note, and they said, we may come from different cultures and disagree about certain issues, but if everyone would share a smile and kindness like you and your beautiful smile, our country could come together.
Amen to that.
And it's not about race or gender. We're just American.
Yeah, we have a friend, Sam. She was wearing a Make America Great Again Trump hat, and she was in a bar, and these gals poured drinks on her.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so there's some crazy stuff going on. You know, people have been beat up. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is, you know, stop it. Let's get.
And I'm not really sure what productive value that has. It's not going to make anybody come together. And they talk about unity. I mean, both sides, if you want unity, you can't be disrespectful to somebody with a different that level. That's crazy.
Well, just like that person, you know, either one in any of these cases, and there are a number of cases like this, like all of a sudden they're going to go change their vote, right?
Right. Absolutely. But
any more than they would.
You've never gotten
somebody...
anybody to change their vote by being cruel or disrespecting them. Yeah. I mean,
some of them are figuring out that if you die, they can change your vote. So it's a mystery. They're still trying to figure that out. But we got off track. You got to... A deal here, and maybe this is the one I think that Scott had contributed about a widow, pensioners, internet search for a fishing mate hooks the nation.
Yeah.
What is? I think this is Scott, right? Because he's the hole in the ice guy, you know, here in Minnesota.
This was Scott. You could tell.
Because I mean, all it is, and maybe one day he'll tell me what they call a hole in the ice there in Minnesota.
This is just a hole in the ice, so they don't have...
You got it. I don't get it. I mean, you get it. You know, he gets it. I said, there's got to be some sophisticated name, I think, you know. So.
That's funny.
I'm on a search. So anyway, go ahead.
This is a South Australian widower, and he actually used a website called Gumtree where he placed an ad. His name's Ray Johnson. And he said that he was looking for a fishing buddy after his friend had passed away. Now, he became a widower and, you know, and his friend passed away at the same time. And he was saying, wow. You know, it gets lonely being there and watching TV and stuff by himself. And he ended up getting inundated with offers. You know, hundreds of people from across the country were sending him offers to be his fishing buddy.
Oh, wow.
He actually ended up narrowing it down to about 4 people now. And he said he's a land fisherman, but he would accept somebody with a boat.
What's kind of the fishing bachelor or something, right? All of a sudden we got the fishing bachelor going on, Scott? What's going on here? I mean, here, he picks his choice by he gives him a hook or something or whatever.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah,
well, I think he was looking for people who were closer by and who were similar in age and interest and everything. And, you know, maybe he'll find a lot of different fishing buddies so that he can form some lifelong friendships. But everybody was just really touched by his story and wanted to reach out so he didn't feel lonely.
Yeah, I love this next story, Sam, of this bucket list story. This Ohio teen on his bucket list who wants to use a stun gun on a cop.
It's shocking.
And yes, it is shocking. And he doesn't want to get arrested, I guess. So he's kind of smart. So what happened?
So it's Alyssa Elkins, actually. Whenever I first read this, I thought this has to be a joke. But Alyssa Elkins, she's 16 years old, and she actually has been diagnosed with leukemia. She had it before, and it came back in January or the beginning of this month. And she decided she didn't want to have the radiation therapy, which means she could probably die in a few months. Mm. So half jokingly, she put, you know, use a stun gun on somebody on her bucket list of things she wants to accomplish. And she actually got to do it. Sergeant Doug Glenn was one of the first people who stepped up in the police department, and they told her how to use a stun gun. And she actually stunned him for 5 seconds, which is a crazy thing to be on a bucket list, but she got to have it. And I just thought it was a hilarious story that I had to share. You know, he said it was 5 seconds of agony, but if it helped her accomplish her sort of dream, it was worth it.
For all that she's gone through, amazing. Now, you got a woman surviving 6 days without lungs. We got about 20 seconds here, Sam. I'm sorry. We got to abbreviate this one.
Oh, sure. That's okay. So Melissa Benoit was up in Canada, and she had a lung infection. They ended up removing her lungs and using a machine to keep her alive for 6 days before she got a lung transplant because they were infected. It was amazing. They'd never
done
anything
like that.
Don't you
love modern medicine? I love what they're doing. I mean, they keep on coming up with all these miraculous ideas. Good for them and good for her. Samantha Mills Mao, yes, the good news, girl. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details, these stories, and a whole mess more.
Report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief.
antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
It is what matters, isn't it, America? 14 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Chris Wilson joins us now. He's on the cutting edge of using innovative data science and predictive analytics to understand and predict behavior in politics and beyond. As the Director of Research, Analytics, and Digital Strategy for the 2016 Ted Cruz presidential campaign, it was Chris who was widely recognized for playing a key role in Cruz's triumph in Iowa. Chris Wilson, good to have you with us here. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me on. You know, that was a year ago tomorrow. Today we were getting ready for it. So it feels like that Iowa caucus was, you can believe that. Yeah, it's
the speed of light, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. That's kind of politics now. And if you told me a year ago as we were getting ready to vote in Iowa or getting our folks ready to vote, turn out that we'd be doing this interview talking about the Trump administration, I would have told you you're absolutely insane.
Right.
It's amazing what's happened in the last year, isn't it?
Well, and it's an interesting point because with you looking at, trying to predict behavior, looking at the analytics and understanding, I mean, there's still many people trying to figure out, you know, how one Donald Trump could vacate 16 very talented people within the Republican Party and then go and decimate a tried and true figure and brand in the name of the Clinton family.
Yeah, it really is a remarkable story, and I think it's because of who it is and who was defeated. I think there is less being written about the success of the Trump effort than probably would be if it had been the other side of it. You know, there's a lot written about the Obama effort and really good books on it. I don't begrudge anyone that. I mean, some of the greatest political science studies ever done have been done on the Obama campaign. And I fear that due to the fact that Trump won, that these same, you know, the academics won't take the same level of dissection to his campaign. And Bill, I know some, of course, let's talk about it, but it is fascinating from a standpoint. If you look at his defeat of the 16, you know, what was classified or called one of the most qualified fields in the history of politics,
exactly,
on that Republican side between senators and governors, everything else, it is remarkable. What I would point to, and I believe this wholeheartedly, and it's not sort of a sour grapes approach, and we were the last one standing against him, but it's the media share of voice that Donald Trump was able to garner is unprecedented in politics. And in fact, there's been several studies of it and then Dunn. It rates his media, his free media, at anywhere from $2.5 to over $3 billion.
Exactly.
And you think we spent $92 million, the Ted Cruz campaign did. And you add on top of that somewhere in the range of $400 to $500 million in free earned media received. It's you cannot compete when you're being outspent 5, 6, and 7 to 1. And that's a completely different scenario than what happened in the general election. I can talk about some things there, but as Trump was able to sort of put aside his challengers one by one, you can't help but point back to the fact that he owned the media. He owned the airwaves. He owned the press during that process. And now you have this battle that's going on between him and the press. And I think some of it is cognitive dissonance on their part because they feel like they may have helped put him there. But the whole process of how he achieved it is really a remarkable feat. And frankly, it points to, you can look back and do a study of how Arnold Schwarzenegger won in California and see a lot of the same trends.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That took place.
I was here for that. Where, you know, a change was needed. Somebody was being blamed big time, and they thought, okay, we'll have a businessman come in. But Arnold Schwarzenegger found out real quick that the wheels of government and the bureaucracy, particularly in California, is so well entrenched that I think you needed a lot more than Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, to come in and square things away there. But, this was quite amazing. And, you know, and I guess my read on this, Chris, and this is more anecdotal, you know, I don't have any empirical evidence on it, but what I sensed in part was that the media, had a game here. I think they thought, hey, this guy's getting us some ratings. Let's have fun. He's not a serious candidate. This guy's a clown. So we're just going to, we'll go ahead and, he's selling some papers, giving us some ratings. So we kind of go along. And next thing you know, he's one story after another because he knows how to get attention. And then, here you go. Like you say, you make the shift into the general election and they kind of created this thing. They helped to create it and then they couldn't corral it.
That's exactly right. And, I don't think there's anything nefarious going on in the way that the media handled him. I mean, I'll give you one example. Anderson Cooper did the family town hall. You may remember where Senator Cruz went on with his two daughters.
Yeah.
And Cooper on an average night that time of year was averaging about 800,000 viewers. Mm-hmm. So for cable news, it's, a decent show.
Right.
So whenever Ted went on, he had 2.3 million viewers. Mm-hmm. Pretty good number. And it was, let's just say around 2 million. So it increased by a factor of greater than three, almost four. Yeah. And so then you look at, that's one night. The next night, Donald Trump goes on with his family. So it goes from 800,000 to around 2 million to over 8 million viewers.
Right.
And that's the impact that Donald Trump had on everything from the debate to every time he would call in. And it just, the media, and Jeff Zucker, who's the CNN Jack producing got a lot of negative blowback from the other campaigns at the Harvard debriefing of all the different leaders of the campaign managers. But really, when it gets down to it, he was making a business decision. It wasn't a decision that really was specific to Donald Trump. If we, as the Cruz campaign, had created the same increase in ratings, I'm sure the same treatment would have been given to us.
Exactly.
And so, because of that, every time Donald Trump opened. Rolled up the stairs to his plane when he landed in Des Moines, Iowa. You had all three cable media stations and every station in the state of Iowa out there paying attention to him. And it was it just was very difficult to compete with.
Well, there was moments when the Ted Cruz campaign did it. The challenge was they couldn't sustain it. I mean, you've got Trump who, he's spitting out headlines left and right. And in the midst of that, you're trying to, get your foothold in there as well. But, no doubt it's quite the study. Chris, here it is, the media today, the Democratic Party, you talk about trying to understand the analytics and what the public, what the voter has said. And it would seem that, the Democrats are still trying to force a round peg in a square hole. They're somehow trying to analyze the data in a way that supports the unsupportable.
Well, I think if you look at what the Democratic Party has become and you look at the process of elimination that has occurred with Democrat elected officials over the course of the Obama administration, they've lost over 4,000 seats at all levels of government going back to 2008.
Right.
And that obviously includes giving Republicans control of the House and Senate. And you bring up your Schwarzenegger analogy, I think is an important one, because he was not able to accomplish what he set out to accomplish in California. I mean, at least I would argue that. You might disagree with that. But from a
I agree with you. Yeah.
And because he had to work with Democrats. Well, right. The difference here is that Trump does not. He's got a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate. And I'll tell you, I completely respect Ted Cruz's comments regarding Donald Trump and his administration has been, when he does things I support, I will support him. When he does things I'm opposed to, I will oppose him. And I think that is that's kind of the approach most Republicans have taken. And at this point, they're happy. But going back to where Democrats have left themselves is, and this is what I think, is they create miscalculation after miscalculation, because they get the sugar high that occurs from Saturday march that is bigger than the people who turned out at the Trump inauguration. Mm-hmm. And then they get the turnout at the airports. They think, oh, we must have the American public behind us. When the fact is they don't. Mm-hmm. And the polling that's coming out now shows that there is actual support behind the elements of the Trump executive orders on administration, behind the elements of whether I agree with it or not on what Trump has done so far on trade. The American public supports him. Now, right now, that the initial polling may not illustrate that or may not show that just because of the way in which the media, the initial reporting has gone. But when you break it down to the actual components, and this is how elections are won and lost, mm-hmm. is they're won and lost over the communication over those actual components. Mm-hmm. I believe right now what you see is the Democratic Party that should actually be in pretty good shape moving in 2018, because you have a Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican presidency. They should take over seats. But they are pushing themselves, they're painting themselves into a corner, because they believe that somehow these turnouts at these marches, which are full of very far left-wing activists that are being led by, I don't want to cast aspersions on anyone who turns out, and the same with the ACLU-led demonstrations at the airports that are being organized by organizations funded by George Soros, this is all fully documented, yeah. is leading them to believe that they have the American public, the wind of the public opinion at their backs. And the fact is they don't, and they're painting themselves into a very difficult place to run in the elections in 2018. And that is, to your original question, that is them not understanding the data and rather building an organization and running a campaign or running a constant campaign based on where they believe opinion is. And they're just wrong. And that's frankly like Hillary Clinton lost.
Well, Chris, the last minute that we have here together, I want your insight on the TPP news. What do you see happening here?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about it is I consider myself to be a free trader. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I believe these treaties and these agreements were negotiated from a position of weakness. And so I do appreciate what Donald Trump is doing is he's trying to wipe the slate clean and renegotiate from a position of strength. Hopefully they end up, again, as free trade agreements, but negotiated from a position of strength without sort of components of making allowances for LGBT rights by a foreign country or requirements of carbon taxes by a foreign country, and just done based on the base on free trade. If that's right, then it's a win.
Yeah, I'm a free trader, but I'm also a fair trader, and that's right. What's been missing. And I think this is an opportunity here to make it fair. America first. Why not? Let's do this. For so long it hasn't been, and so let's make up some ground. And I think it's a you know, it's a reasonable approach here. Chris Wilson, a former Cruz staffer on Bill Martinez Live. Chris, thank you so much.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.